Passage 57. Examinations, a necessary evil. In spite of the fact that examinations have been hated by most of the students, as well as some of the teachers for decades, they still survive and show no signs of fading away. In our system of education today, examinations are a common feature. Our present education system has often been criticised as too examination orientated. However, one must remember that in offices and other areas of work, examinations still feature clearly. There is no doubt that the fear and influence of examination cause much preparation work. So, it therefore appears that examinations, whether considered good or bad, would stay for a while as a test of human knowledge. Examinations are meant to test the intellect of a person, how much he knows or how he has learned from a particular course. It is designed to make students study, which should be their immediate mission in life. In our competitive world of today, examinations have a highly selecting role. In the university, students have to pass annual examinations before they are allowed to continue or study a harder syllabus. Moreover, for entrance into a university, the results of the examination that they take previous to their entrance would provide a guide as to whether a student has the minimum qualifications necessary. In offices, whether government or private ones, examination results show clearly whether a person is fit for promotion. The results indicate how much he knows about the work and in what areas he has to improve for his future accomplishments. In all these cases, examinations inculcate a spirit of hard work and competition. Students and office workers alike can refresh their mind again and again on what they have learnt as far as their studies or work are concerned. This maintains a certain individual and overall standard of knowledge.